By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed by the Word of God. Victor Oluwadamilare of the Ecclesia Embassy, the Church of the Called Out Ones, brings you the counsel of God in this teaching. Pay attention to these words. Your best days are here.
Every lover of His presence, ignite the altar of your heart by speaking in tongues right now. Let it be a sacrifice. Lift up your voice and speak in the Holy Ghost. Shirabasi ketera la bande de basa. Shirela la matera de la bahasi kere bandes. Rabae shigabare bast. Zere bamba shiketere bandost. Regetera bala bala te gade basi rosa. Iketere de baste. Iketere de baeshe. Irate botiasta, etena baragatera bashe, regetena na balatana dosho, ishida masta, esigarepete, meketere biandos, meketere na baliata, meketere na bayandere bosh, meketere na bayasha, erregetena balizo, zibretendo stigede, ziketere baliato, zeketere ya bayisha, regetere na badisha. Regetere ne balatada, zebreki aşka, İbrahim ne bonda, regabayış, regatanda ne bayasa, esiyanda ne baba, esikaretetete, etene ne balatoni atari atoni ase, zikara bayışke, lasike pro, regetendo, radiatendos, isertunia, masina balada, erregose, itala baba. Ashere baladia dokoto, ashigere baladia dada badio, regetere dada bodos, regetere balas, isoprede dada nadio, rabaya shikada balade, regetaka lagaya dada yado, regetana dada bodo bodo bodi, masida dada dada dada dada, isote balato diato, esidia dada badia toriato, regetana badia todo bodo biasa, aketo prete keto diato toto. Ragatana barrete, eshika baha, etondo prete ke de brondosika, eshika brendosti, aprenda asika pariente, ragabayata gavarregete, ragata bayata gavayata, ragaverre vegashike, esodo brondo piata, akandelo borrete ke tonis, eshika berreto kosigedesh, retetetetete, regete maleto, regete navalata, Esetera bondo tiso, arregatonde, asigayata, irregatandada, erretosidaba, zekatondeste, zekatera bonos, zekatera bonos, zekatera bose, iterera bonabadio, zekatera bonos, etodera bonabadios, iterera bonabadios, ito proto proto, tetera bonabos, zekatera bonos, zekatera bonos, Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. We came into the season of refreshing, and God introduced Himself as the God of light and glory. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 19. Let's look at that scripture, sir. Shall we read together? One to go, everybody. The sun will not give you light in the day again, neither will the moon shine brightly on you, but instead, the Lord will always be your light, and your God will be your glory. The God of light and glory. Now, understand one dimension of this that is much more primary than any other thing. If you look at what light does, light shines, light reflects, light describes, light directs.
Above all, light exposed. Light does what? Above all. Are you with me, sir? Light exposed. So one of the things that God of light and glory is to do in the season of refreshment is to expose every evil works of darkness.
Oh my shit. Did you hear what I said just now?
That not be much revelatory than this season in my life. Expose the things that are hidden. Coming forth. So, do you understand what I'm saying, somebody? So one of the things that you begin to bring yourself into consciously, God of light and glory, hey, reveal things to me. Reveal persons to me. Reveal circumstances to me. Reveal a dimension that is hidden to my eyes to me. Kabash. So, are you getting what I'm trying to say? Light exposed. So at the end of the day, what light does is that the things that have been hidden in times and past, in seasons that you did not know, God of light and glory, what it does is to bring forth out, first of all, everything that has been hidden so that the glory that had been covered can be revealed. Are you with me, somebody? In the beauty of holiness, in the splendor of your love, God of light and God of glory, Lord, we worship you. God of light, God of light, and God of glory, Lord, we worship you. One more time, in the beauty of holiness,
in the beauty of holiness,
in the splendor of your love, in the splendor.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Lord, I worship you.
you, Jesus.
Yeah. story shine on me. Shine.
Let's shake it again as we gaze in your kingdom.
As we gaze on your kingly brightness, so our faces display your lightness, ever changing from glory to glory, mirrored and made our lives tell your story. Shine on me.
Walks of darkness shall be exposed to your life.
Speaking tongues about that right now. Speaking tongues about that. Let him be exposed. Let him be exposed tonight. Let him be exposed. Every evil works of darkness. Let him be exposed. My God. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Join your hands connected. Thank you, Jesus. You know, there's a confidence that you have when you know who sent you. You hear what I said, sir? There's a what? When you know who? So it doesn't matter the assignment. It doesn't matter who you are to deliver the assignment to you. It doesn't matter who is against the assignment. You hear what I said? There's a confidence that you have when you know who sent you. So do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's beyond the natural confidence that you begin to build the confidence. It's not built, it's already inborn. So do you understand what I'm trying to say, sir? There's a confidence when you know who sent you. So it has got nothing to do with who is around. It has got nothing to do with who agrees with you. It has got nothing to do with who is against you. It has got nothing to do with the prevailing circumstance that you are to deliver the message over. It has got everything to do with who sent you. Yoruba calling Oromo Nishefayati. Who sent you? I therefore decree that the God that established this work from the foundation of the earth, that same God tonight will trigger something new in your life. Whatever has been covered up is hereby exposed now. I speak by the authority of him that sent me, that the glory that has been promised this movement and every one of these partakers, let it be experienced now. Thank you, Father. Precious ones, please, you may be seated. I welcome you therefore on his behalf. Tonight we're going to pray. We're really going to pray. Please extend the hand of love and fellowship to someone left or right. You're welcome. You're welcome in the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I say glory to God. We're going to trigger something in the atmosphere. A dimension of God's light. That exposes everything. That brings everything out. That reveals things. Yeah, that's right. To the law and the testimony. So the ultimate is to bring men into light. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Can I have it? Thank you. Thank you. You know, one major... Thank you. That's Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. Yeah, that's right. Okay. It's a bit. Yeah. All right. One major assignment of God's word is to bring men into a dimension of light. Hear me, sir. One of the words that was said in influence was when falsehood is off, 50% is done. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? When falsehood is off, 50% of your shining, of your exposure, of the reality of anything begins to find its expression. Look at the following scripture. John chapter 1 verse 5, 1 John chapter 1 verse 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4. And the light shineth where? And the light shineth where? Remember one statement that was made upon this place. The glory of light is? The glory of light is what, sir? So, the beauty of light is seen in darkness. Suggesting, anytime darkness becomes prominent in any aspect of your life, stay on it. Glory is about to be revealed. At the flip of it, at the other side of it, glory is about to be revealed. The darkest hour of the day is a night. And when weeping endures for a night, what happens in the morning? So, when all these things begin to be, it's because something is about to happen. Can I speak over your life? That in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, every glory shall be exposed. Yeah. Give me the other scripture. Did you get any other scripture that I said? Thank you. Did you? Good. In whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light. That's the word. Lest the what? The light. The light. Thank you. That's the word. The light. The light. The light. The light. The light. So what the God of this world, and remember, I remember coming up some times ago, showing to us that one contention against the kingdom of God is the operation of the God of this world. Because the assignment of the kingdom of God is to impose, colonize, influence, impart itself on the domain of the earth. So what the devil does is to ensure that the light of his word will not shine in the heart of men. Lest the glory thereof begins to find expression. So there's a contention. And that contention is this. We must impose that the light shines. Are you with me, sir? We must insist that the light shines. We must agree that the light shines. We must allow the light to shine. It's one thing for a light to be on. It's another thing for the light to shine enough. Have I confused anyone? You can imagine in such a big hall as this, and then there's a candle light on. Uh-oh. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said, somebody? There's no effect. There's no impact. But just imagine that same candle light in a very small carton. There's an effect. So, what does that mean? The bigger the room, the more the light for effect of shining to be made available. Are you with me, somebody? So there's a dimension of God's light that we must agree with to shine. God will expose everything that the devil has covered up. Amen. Not just in this place, even in your life. Amen. Understand, sir. The issue is not we bind the devil, we cast out darkness. The issue is we cause the light to shine. Are you with me, somebody? Let's read some scriptures. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to pray tonight. Oh, blessed assurance. Thank you. From verse 4, sir, you're going to give me TLB, Believe in Bible. And then after that, you can get me a message and then the passion. Is that okay? All right. I use God's mighty weapons, not those made by men, to knock down the devil's strongholds. These weapons can break down every proud argument against God and every wall that can be built to keep men from finding him. Did you see that? Every wall that can be built to keep men from what? Finding him. So there are walls built that keeps men from finding Christ. Even within the context of the church. So they are just coming, but the effect of the word is not produced. Have I spoken to someone? Did you hear what I said just now? Can I repeat what I said? They are just coming. Though they are around, but they are not around. They are just coming. The words they say, the things they do, you can't believe that they are hearing the word here. The life they live, the communication they have. And then when you understand that the word of God has everything that it has, so there should be a dimension that the more I hear the word, the more my life is improving. If it's not improving, that means there's something wrong somewhere that needs to be sorted out. Now look at that scripture. These weapons can break down every proud argument against God and every wall that can be built to keep men from finding him. And understand, one of our tasks here is a relationship with God, a life with God. Not men from having answers to God, finding God. Do you understand what I'm trying to express in God? Now, with these weapons, I can capture rebels and bring them back to God and change them into men whose what? Do you understand, people of God? So what the devil does is to manipulate men. These are the walls that Paul was talking about. That makes men not to desire God. Verse 6, sir. Thank you. I will use these weapons against every rebel who remains after I have first used them on you yourselves and you surrender to Christ. Message it, sir, from verse 4. The tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation, but they are for demolishing that entire massively corrupt culture. Did you get that? Go on, sir. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought, an emotion, an impulse into the structure of life shaped. That is deep. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstruction and building lives of obedience into what? Maturity. Into maturity. Listen. If your life and my life has not changed from inside out, haven't stayed this long, something is wrong. There are some things that should not be heard, thought of, mentioned. Did you hear what I said? Amongst us. If it is, something is wrong. It's not God. It's not the place. It's you. You have allowed manipulation. And these are forces in the air that begins to manipulate the lives of men. Passion, sir, from verse 3. Make it from verse 3. Passion. Okay? For although we live in the natural realm, we don't wage a military campaign employing human weapons, using manipulation to achieve our aims. Instead, our spiritual weapons are energized with divine power to effectively dismantle the defenses behind which people... Go ahead, sir. We can demolish every deceptive fantasy that opposes God and break through every arrogant attitude that is raised up in defiance of the true knowledge of God. We capture, like prisoners of war, every thought and insist that it bow in obedience to the Anointed One. Listen, sir, listen. Such thoughts that no, life is not worth living. Such thoughts that no, I cannot make it. Such thoughts that no, this is who I am. So thoughts that begins to get ostentatious, that I'm better than others. Nobody can talk to me. So thoughts that begin to manipulate scriptures and begin to also infiltrate another innocent soul. So thoughts that gets me to a point whereby this thing I'm hearing, maybe it's not even working. Let me look for alternative. Some thoughts, ladies and gentlemen, that make someone make a very harsh decision at the verge of a glory. We're going to take over this atmosphere today. Go on, sir. Is that the next verse? Thank you. Since we are armed with such dynamic weaponry, we stand ready to punish every trace of rebellion. Someone say, yeah. Now, understand, sir, rebellion talks about anything that is against a standard. There's a standard of God's kingdom in this place. Are you with me, people of God? Sir, do you understand what I'm saying? As soon as we choose complete obedience, that is, we align to what God has said, we subscribe to what God is demanding in this very moment, over this words, shall we therefore rise to our feet? Every military war man or war woman, lift up your voice and thank God for his communication. Mansi Prondos Ikarapaye Shitabande
Meketo bradiga da bredi asipro rabadi sofre pasche reda aste cum grandisto prande cosi te vada e do bradi casche i brati fu capara rede basta baie rede basti cabande rede casti capando rabayasha tatata badegada e sopre de gada barata de stecava imbrondo shikabarada.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Now listen to me, everyone on ground and everyone online. Listen to me. Listen to me, sir. Listen to me. This is God's direction for today. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? This is God's direction for today. So what do? You submit yourself under the obedience of Christ. So that through that obedience, we saw that scripture, you might be able to do what he has ordered. Are you with me, people of God? So we're going to pray in the Spirit. I don't know, you may not know, but I actually know. You may not know in full what is working within the sin. But whatever it is, sir, understand what I'm saying. We're not binding the devil. Don't bind the devil here. Huh? Whatever it is must be exposed. Sir, did you understand what I'm trying to say? I told you on Sunday. Sir, understand, sir. Because God is not a stammerer. I was not looking for what to say. He said, I'm the God of light and glory, the season of refreshing. So what do? Lord, am I harsh? This person, tell me. I'm afraid now to the point that he tells me what they said in the car. What they said on phone. I can't be lying before him here. Sir, do you understand, sir? I'm not mad, though. I'm not mad. Because it's the God of what?
Light.
Lord, what was the issue? Why shouldn't things happen for this family, for this person? Lord, reveal. Because understand, when falsehood is off, 50% were set. Uh-oh. Did you hear what I said? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So you may not understand, but sir, obedience, I beg you. Sir, I want you to pray, ma. I want you to pray with every strength. Obedience. That the light shines out of darkness. God of light and glory, bring an end to every deception, rebellion, manipulation, whatever is resisting that which that must be experienced in the lives of men, in this place, in my own life, in your own life. Father, mekashika baradis ziproto kusikata. You know what happened, sir? Let me tell you something. Under God. Listen. Exactly today, last year. Today's what? Now, so as I was praying today, Maha Sweka Bada Bada Bada, he began to talk about 365 days. 365 days. I said, forward or backward? What are you saying? He said, get back, 365 days. So I checked the vision book, what I wrote on 21st of May, follow me, Chi, 2018. And the only thing I wrote there, manipulation, they are praying against you. They are praying what? Against you. Sir, do you understand what I'm saying? They are doing what? Praying against you. And he said, now, understand, this is not for now. Kokoloko, did you hear what I said? It is not for when? Now. Expose. Master Karabash. Pretu kosu preti. Do you understand what I'm saying, people of God? Are you getting me? Now, what it says for one, it says for all. Now, understand, sir. Whatever brought every one of us here is one thing. One person, God. One thing, Ecclesia Embassy. Can I ask you a question? The only reason why you're sitting there is because of what? It's because of what? Not who. Because of what? Not who. What? What? Ecclesia Embassy. Who? God. Are you with me, somebody? Yeah. When you understand this, it will change every mindset that you have. So what brought me here is God. Under the umbrella of Ecclesia Embassy, through a messenger called Victor. So I won't speak, I won't do, I won't react, I won't talk, I won't think contrary. Use your head. Have I confused you? That's deep. I've just said something deep right now. Are you with me, somebody? I've just said something deep. So do you understand what I'm trying to say? Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever it is, brooding in the atmosphere, Shatanamase, we've come to impose. Sir, I demand rascal, strong, concentrated, violent praying. Because it's for you. It's for you. Shande farabaye sheta. Zetaraba shika dalabaras. Lasiba laba de katerabasta. Zetaranabaye siranda. Inamashina malabala tenene balata. Asiraba ikandela labaye. The light of God, Kela Branderosa. Is the tender varabayesha. I get on the lavande. Regatande balatande. La de la bayashi de balianta. Ite de tana da da da da da da da balatende desa. Regatana da bayasi katana da da. Every ecclesian in the house, let your voice be heard. In the vandalusa. Is the vando. Lassi bande, bina vandos, bina bande, senda bando brinos, senda bande kiritea se, landa maye, landa maye, irate vayasha, irate vayasha de, zetandaya, everybody pray, children pray, God must hear your voice tonight, oh, shada balate de. Esata yata yata na bayo, irregata na balata na data. Esada bayata, and the light shineth in the darkness, and darkness could not comprehend. And the light shineth in the darkness, and darkness could not comprehend. And the light shineth in the darkness, and darkness could not comprehend. And the light shineth in the darkness. And darkness could not comprehend. Ashadaya, Eratata, Opretekete, Isabaye, Masi, Rendosa, light will shine. Isatete, Idalabalasha, Igarete, Idamboste, Idandoperi, Ragato, Ragategate Galava, Idamanamanamanamada, Inamanamanamada, Inamanamanamada, Inamanamada, Ashadato, Igarakada,
Join the hand of someone. Connect to the hand of someone and pray. It's not just about you. It's about the whole Ecclesia embassy and all Ecclesians and everyone connected to this movement and everyone will be sent to before the foundation of the earth. Ashada. Rades,
Radesh, Mahasa, Masaka, Itatata, Mekotamia, Lasteton. Oh, Igadafate, Igabarata, Izatata, every eating walk of darkness be exposed. Every eating walk of darkness be exposed. God of light and glory, God of light and glory, God of light and glory, God of light and glory, God of light and glory, God of light and glory, God of light and glory, God of light and glory, God of light and glory, God of light and glory, God of light and glory, Mashataya Izate Makepreta Ishebredia Isadayanda Ashada Ebradaya Tadaya Isadaya Iananados Iananana Iananada Itebrakaya Itobrate Isakaya Tandayata Eradaya Iranana Iabaya Pasha Irekatana Ibradaya Iradagaya Isadaya Daga. Right now, go out. Go out and pray around the compound. Just go out. Only the children stays with me. Go out and pray around the compound. Go out. Keep praying. Keep praying. Pace round. Don't stay in one place in the compound. Pace round and speak in tongues. Spread your hands and speak in tongues. Laketanda baya. Children, join your hands and pray. Keep praying. Keep praying, children. No child must be outside. Every child must be inside. Just join your hands, children, and pray. Oh, shanda dabaha. Irabadia toto. Izekata. Make sure you join your hand. Join your hand. Join your hand. Join your hand. Join your hand. No child must be outside. Every child must be inside. Ikando fete. Izataya. Close your eyes and pray, children. Pray. Kambarateke. Iragatamadia. Isatayata yata. Make sure you are spreading. You are spreading and praying. Asakete. Igero. Andeba. Iratante. Igantondaha. Irabayasha. Igaratekete. Imbrambabaha. Igaratekete. Marateke. Igantosta, Igdela Tova Kapaya, Iratambaya Shekata, Igandala Batia, Iradekate, Igando Bratikata, Rabadisto, Idamrebiha, Idomaha, Igarekatanabalaha, Iganabatamayata, Iraganayatagayatagayata, Iraganamagatagayata, Imanagamagarabaho, Iganamakabayata, Iganagadaha, Iganakando Bredeata, Ashadayatagadaha, Iganabadata, Ashadayata, Iganabada. Hata Eganda Barata Ida Candoria Merota Sate Izatabaha Idanda Bruhe Irabada Bado Iragatamadia Iragatamado Iragatamado Iragatamadia Iragatabalata Indovrete Cambaratia Masetambora de Gade Radovetenato Dese Isoprati Ganabaragaha Isocondoria and Acadia Marathon de Gandamaria Regadamahas Ganamahas Ganamahanda Indorobra and Gadamas Ganamahanda Imragamaria. Walk round, press round those outside and keep speaking in tongues. Keep speaking in tongues. A planta yasaha is our completa. Igara by her. Ratata go baha. Ragatambadiata. Ragatambarato. Je cantamiata tata. Isoprete gizo. Zatiato vatandakate. Zabreta contovrete gita. Icandovrenda hosta. Isabregatiza. Isobranda gizo. Zetana balasico. Je cantabaratante dia. Maratanko baratia. Maratanko vredo bossa. Maratagagalaha. Aprande aseta. Ebrambarabaha. Everything is aligning according to divine precept. Everything is reworking according to divine precept.
represent. Everything is returning back to the original state according to divine precept. It's so brand yes, it's becoming clearer and separated. It's so brandia and distinct. Prema somebody. Ashagaya dagam. Eregatabaya. Eregatabaya. Idananabaya. Isatatatata. Ebrotosiki. Makobre. Igarabaha. Igarabadho. Oh, Shira. Oh, Shinamaha. Igarayaya. Adaya, Igarabara Gabaragos, Rateka Brotos, Ragatamadabati, Ragatakadam Rados, Ragatakadam Regera, Ragatakam Roto, Igarabaradonso, Jekata Brateke, Isatatata, Isapadiata, Igate Parata, Isaprandiate, Igaradaka, Igarado, Igarate, Igarate, Igarate, Igarate, Ebro, Igasha, Igato, Edebra, Ebro, Mia. Megal, Ebroto, Masete, Icadabra, Irabra, Ebrabra, Malabrias, Icadabra, Incadabra, Icadabra, Icabrado, Icadabra, Ebroto, Itadere, Izata, Ebrabra, Ebrabra, Rabrabra, Ebrodo, Icadabra, Icadabra, Ibra, Ebrabra, Ibra, Ino, Zeke, Etegeda, Orebiasha, Titos, thank you, Jesus. Iso prata, isakata, isakatagas, iso koto pretekada, iso kopredi gabadio, ratin koto, zekatena bato, zekatena balata, ikatana brakatayata, zekatete, izafra bata yata kato, izakatana dayata, irragatamba debe, irratatata sateked, ikatanda dayataka, irragatangata barra, ragatambaria, izatete, iganto prekatanada, izako prekata, irragagagagada, Rabaya sete, identeto sata, igarapa de gade, rabadigo sote, irabakan de gada, irregadan radis, igadofra baba, imbraba baba baba baba, igadagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagagag praying, we're praying,
Thank
Zataste, Zataste, Zataste, Zataste, Ziboste, Zikaste, Meloste, Zobrato, Zateste, Izate, Zikombrad, Zabrande, Nakasto, Mesta, Mastiga, Zikando, Neraste, Rabba, Jade, Mete, Lakos, Zida, Dobreni, Netia, Zoho, Marat, Detin, Mekando. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. While we're praying, Hosea chapter 6 and verse 2, Message translation, sir. This is God's word while we're praying. In a couple of days, we'll feel better. Someone say amen. By the third day, it will have made us brand new. Someone say amen. You know what? Speak in tongues about this, sir. Speak in tongues. Ashetabayesh. Rate kata kata kata kata. Zakarabaye. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. This is the word of God. I have it. I have him. Mashibaradaste. Shirabaste. Shirabaste. Zekete. Zekete. Zeketambaye. In a couple of days, by this time Friday, he said the next 3 days, by the third day, you'll have made us brand new, alive, on our feet, feet to face him. No corruptness, no distortion, no weariness, no heaviness, no diversion, no delusion, no dilution of any kind. Isandala barret zetete ibrofa paye zira mandatanda dabash zira mahashika dabash zira mahashika paye. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Before I pray for you, be seated. You know what I'll do? Let me teach you. Let me teach you. Bring out your notes. We're seeing the devoted life. And all through Tuesdays, we'll be looking at the power of devotion. And then we began to see on Sunday how crucial fellowshipping with Him, with ourselves, with one another becomes essential. I want to show you 7 things. It was just as I was having time with the leaders of the Kingdom Life Squad, but these things began to come out of my mouth. I think I did about 3 or 4, but the Holy Ghost gave me the balance. I'm going to show you what God rewards as we are conscious of this devoted life, as we are conscious of this thing that we are doing. What God rewards? 7 things God rewards. Never forget it. Number one, God rewards your actions. The action of this obedience of praying, the action of this obedience of coming early, the action of this obedience of doing the right thing. Do you understand? Listening to God's word and culturing yourself to obey everything in this place. God rewards it. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3. The Bible says, God is the God of men. By him, all actions are weighed. All actions are weighed. 1 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 3. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3. Number 2, God rewards your labor. Your labor, your labor, your labor. King James, please. King James, concentrate. God rewards your labor. God rewards your labor. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 10. He said, will not forget your labor, your labor, your labor. He will reward your labor. Number 3, God rewards your diligence, your diligence. He said, is the reward of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Hebrews 11, 6. He reward of them that diligently seek him. Number 4, God rewards your work of love. That is your love for his work. He rewards your love for his work. He said, thou shalt arise and have mercy. Psalm 102, verse 13 and 14. Upon Zion, for the time to favor her has come. Yet the set time has come. Verse 14 said, for thy servant taketh pleasure in thy doors and favor thy stones thereof. He rewards your work, your love for his work, your commitment to his work, your heart for his work. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He rewards. Say, will arise because thy servant favored the doors and the stones of Zion. Everything that has to do with Zion, your servant favors it. He said, therefore, God will arise and have mercy. Number five, God rewards continuity. God rewards continuity. He's very key. He rewards continuity. James chapter 1 verse 25. He said, tell that man, if he continue, he will be blessed in all his deed. He will be blessed in all his deed. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 15 and 16. He said, hey, meditate upon this thing. Give yourself only unto them. Continue them, that your prophecy may appear unto all. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 15 and 16. Number 6, God rewards your contribution. God rewards your contribution. God rewards your 1 Timothy 4, 15 and 16. Please don't forget, 15 and 16. God rewards your contribution, number 6. He rewards your contribution. The Bible talks about the Macedonian church. How that they came, continually gave towards the work of the kingdom on behalf of Paul. And in Philippians chapter 4, from verse 15, if you read Amplified Version, preferably, Paul began to talk about, I've seen your contribution. And beyond this, your contribution is not just once, it's continually. And he said in verse 19, the popular scripture you know, Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Meaning, understand, that scripture is not for a confession. It's for contribution. It's only for those that contribute towards anything that has to do with the kingdom. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ. And number 7, God rewards your fellowship. Someone say amen to that. So your coming today is not in vain. Someone say amen to that. Your coming today. I was praying around 3 o'clock today. And then he returned me back to the revelation I saw 2016. And what was the revelation? Right before Ecclesia started, I saw a T. And then word, worship, prayer. Word, worship, prayer. So I began to ask. Then I saw myself back in the church with this pulpit. So I began to ask, Lord, what are you talking about? What are you saying? He said, I need you to understand, I am not more powerful on Sunday than on Tuesday or Friday. You know what he's saying? Every time I come in my fullness, every time I come in my almightiness. So there's nothing like, I can't wait for Sunday. No, sir. You can make today your day. Because the Bible said they go from strength to strength. Every time they appear in Zion, I speak over your life that the reward of fellowship today, Psalm 84 verse 7, the reward of your fellowship today, receive it now! Are you with me, somebody? God rewards your fellowship. They go from strength to strength. So every appearance is to add strength upon strength, ability upon ability, grace upon grace, life upon life. So nothing is in vain. Asha, I'm reminded of Psalm 87. David began to say, how amiable, from verse 1, how amiable are their gods. And began to talk about the beauty of God's presence. And from verse 3, he said, hey, glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. And he said, hey, from Zion, he said, these people are made. These people are established. He said, the Almighty himself shall bless them. Can I pray for you? That in the name of Jesus, according to that Psalm 87 from verse 3 to verse 6 or 7, I decree your establishment now. Yeah. That verse 5 said, this man is born in Ar, and the highest himself has established them. I therefore decree in the name of Jesus, this 21st of May 2019, your establishment is enforced. Are you with me, people of God? Several things God will always reward. Don't forget that. Are you with me? And then you are so sure that whatever you're doing is not in vain. Are you with me, somebody? Give Jesus a big hand of praise in Jesus' name. All right. A hand of praise to God. A hand of praise to God, somebody. Glory to God.
Thank you for listening. You can get more of our materials on our website, www.ecclesiachristianembassy.org. Be part of the worship experience at the Ecclesia Embassy, Abu Resettlement, Abuja. Be part of our growing online community with the handle at Ecclesia Embassy. For further inquiries, please call 0803-400-7767. or 0708-671-2410. You are free to pick the audio teachings free of charge and share with your friends. You're blessed.